702-396-9449.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, a lot of us talking about our southern border. I know we've talked a lot about the Ukrainian border, but a lot of us here are zeroing in on what's going on along our southern border. We had Tom Holman on yesterday, the former ICE director. Coming up tonight, big deal. You want to learn something about what's going on along our southern border. This is going to be a great opportunity. It's a telephone town hall, immigration invasion, sponsored by conservative Republican for Congress Sam Peters. He'll be on along with former National Deputy Chief for the U.S. Border Patrol Ron Colburn. They'll be hosting that telephone town hall. It is tonight, 6:30 tonight, and the call-in number, the dial-in number, is 702-848-4049. I'm going to give you that number again. Write it down. And at 6:30, you can call in and get some expert testimony. 702-848-4049. It's going to be a big deal. Hosted by conservative Sam Peters and former National Deputy Chief for the Border Patrol, Ron Colburn. That's going to be a big event tonight. You don't want to miss it. If you need to go to Sam's website, you can go to his website and get all the information. He's doing a bunch of events that are out there, so make sure you check that out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 1:30 as we check out our conditions on area freeways right now. Looks like you're pretty much moving along there on US 95 north and south. Also, the Beltway, 215, no restrictions there in Henderson or in the northwest. Lane restrictions continue, however, on Nellis Boulevard. That's between Tropicana and Craig. That ongoing project with limited lanes will continue all the way through June. And, of course, you know about the lane restrictions downtown on Interstate 515 between Main and Eastern. That is both directions. And that project will be there all the way through 2022. Give yourself some extra time.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders announcing their coaching staff for the upcoming season. Most of the names had been already reported. A couple new names on there. Jerry Schaplinski is going to serve as a senior offensive assistant. This past year, he was the quarterback's coach with the New York Giants. Also, the Raiders are going to keep former head coach John Gruden's son, Deuce Gruden, as a strength and conditioning coach. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are back at this evening. A big challenge in front of them as they open up a five-game road trip. It starts this evening in Philadelphia. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks. Now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love Trey Gowdy, who is doing a lot of work for Fox News Channel. He's the former congressman from South Carolina. And I was blown away last night by a commentary that he did at the start of his show. He was filling in, I forget who he was filling in for, but he was filling in for somebody. And Trey Gowdy, the former congressman, asked the not-so-rhetorical question, does America owe Ukraine more than what we're doing right now? Zelensky, the President Zelensky, says that we need to be doing more for Ukraine. They want a no-fly zone. Our side says no way. It's not going to happen. But this was Trey Gowdy. It's cut four. And this was Trey Gowdy last night on Fox News Channel. It was amazing, amazing stuff. Listen to this.
We're told Poland is worth defending. So too with Romania and Hungary and Slovakia. Those are neighbors, we're told, because we signed a contract. All that separates those we will defend from those we will not defend is a single step. A single step on a map. Each of those countries has a border with Ukraine. So our moral outrage, our duty to defend, is apparently dependent upon a single step and a faint boundary line. There's a book on my bedside table that's been there for many years, The Gates of Fire, It's a 2,000-year-old story about a small group of Greek soldiers who went to fight a battle they could not win against an enemy they could not defeat. They left home to lose a battle in hopes that in the process they could inspire others to take up arms and win the war. Sparta lost the battle at Thermopylae, but their heroism inspired others to go win the war, a war we benefit from 2,500 years later. Doing the right thing does not require a treaty. Doing the right thing does not depend upon a contract. It depends upon the will of the people. The president is the commander-in-chief, but Congress decides when to wage war. And perhaps it's time to debate what obligation we owe ourselves and others. Do we owe the Ukrainian people something more than what we provided? Do we owe ourselves something more than merely offering good wishes and hopes for safe passage so innocents can escape their homeland? Is that the best the world's greatest country can offer? Good thoughts and a safe escape route. Is it time for the people's house to actually debate what is on the people's minds, which is whether more can and should be done for a country being invaded, raped, and killed by a bully? There's a marker at the site of the battle between the Spartans and the Persians. That marker says, "Go tell the Spartans, stranger passing by, that here, obedient to their laws, we lie." That single sentence served to remind the world they cared enough to actually sacrifice. They did not calculate the odds of winning the battle. They calculated the cost of losing the larger war. So what will be written about us during the time a bully ravished a neighboring country? That we relied upon a contract, that we sent good wishes and bought less Russian oil and gas, that we seized the yachts of those who could afford to buy more yachts, that Ukraine was not our neighbor, but merely our neighbor's neighbor. What will be written about this time? And are we okay with that echoing through the halls of history?
It sounds like Trey Gowdy wants to send troops into Ukraine, wants to create a no-fly zone. I'm just not sure that's where the American people is right now. I don't think 75% said they did not want America to have a major impact in this war. And if you do a no-fly zone, if you put boots on the ground, even if they're instructors, or you send fighter jets, you run the risk of a bigger war. Is that really what you want? And I want to ask something that the president talked about today, and that is this whole notion, this whole notion of we have to suffer to help the Ukrainian people. Is that really what you want? And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone line. We're going to spend the next 20 minutes on this. And I'd love to hear your perspective. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out, is it worth it to help the Ukrainian people, even at the risk of World War III? Trey Gowdy sounds like he's saying, sign me up. When it comes to higher gas prices on a temporary basis, is that okay? We'll find out what you think. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Anymore.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
You know, I'm a lot like you. When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with family and friends, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's been a life changer. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you've been tested 3, maybe 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint Smart Home Security System with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited-time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We want to find out if you're willing to make a sacrifice. If the price of gasoline went to $6 or $7 a gallon, would you be willing to do that in the short term? And I'm talking about 3 to 6 months while we sort out what's going on in Ukraine in order to fight Vladimir Putin on his own ground. Not with American boots on the ground, but just with the high price of gasoline. The president today said we're going to have to make sacrifices, all of us. And that means the rich, the poor, and everybody in between. That's what it's going to mean. Are you willing to do that? Call me right now and let me know what you think. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And if you're a first-time caller, let the gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. We'll move you up in line. We'll give you a little bit of extra love. Because that's apparently what's going to take. Now, for instance, Jay Johnson is a former Obama DHS secretary under Barack Obama. And was on with Trey Gowdy last night on Fox News Channel. This is Cut 3. This is Jay Johnson, former Obama cabinet member.
Sirona and Cyrus on the lines.
Tell you what, let's do. Before we do that, though, let's go to Sirona. Sirona, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead. Sirona, I'm sorry.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Hi, Sirona.
Yeah, this is Sirona speaking.
Yes.
Hi there. I listened to Zelensky on a David Moore interview yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the part where he speaks directly in English to the American people, it really moved me. And this is what I think about the no-fly zone, right? So what is holding us back from saying, you want a no-fly zone? Go ahead and have a no-fly zone. We're afraid that it's going to escalate to a greater war. But what we're trusting, somebody who just invades countries without their wanting him, and he has promised that he won't escalate if we don't enforce a fly zone? Is that what he's promising? He won't invade? We just let him have Ukraine, and Putin's not going to invade any more countries anymore. He's going to be good. Why are we trusting him?
Yeah. Trust factor should be at an all-time low. I tend to agree with you. However, do we want to? Would it be worth it to get into World War III?
I don't know that not escalating will prevent anything. I don't see how it's going to avoid World War III by just giving him what he wants.
Well, because, that's the question. Is he into world domination? Is he into more than just Ukraine? Is he into Poland? Is he into Finland? Is he into other NATO nations? Does NATO then end up having to get into a war? And if they get into a war, we get into a war. And do you really want that?
But if we don't, it's even worse.
Yeah.
If we don't get into a war now that he's had some losses and he's kind of not doing that well with his aggression against Ukraine, if we wait and let him get stronger, how is that better?
Good point. Good point. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. I'm done.
Thanks, Sirone. Yeah, let's go to Cyrus. Cyrus, you're next, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hello. Hope you're doing well. I just want to talk about the state races that's really going on in our state. And what we really need to do is understand that these people are really out of touch overall. They are not having enough town halls. They just shove things down in 4 months, and they're not touching with the people. And when they have meetings, they, you know, try to use force to push people around. And have I shared you what happened to me in the Clark County Library last August?
No.
Well, let me explain. Was they had a CR town hall meeting, and they said supposedly this was a private event. And there were three elected officials, two school board people. And the funny thing was, I left the private event, and the host of the meeting started yelling and screaming at me. I have it all on video. There were three different police agencies, and the library staff all took aside. And they kept telling me, no, you have to leave the building. No, you have to go to the other side. They were asking me questions. They didn't investigate the matter. They automatically just picked up. They kept saying vague things like, oh, you were loud, but I was just as loud as everybody else. And she started to be loud, believe it or not. And what I wanted to just say, and it just asked the politicians some questions, not even in the meeting, once they got out, They wouldn't let me. They said, you have to leave. You're being trespassed. They didn't give me any reasons.
Well, hey, not knowing, Cyrus, the details, if it's a private meeting, it's a private meeting. I got to run because I want to get as many calls in as I can. Victor, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead. Hello, Victor.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Are you there, Kevin?
I'm here.
Okay. Just a quick comment about the American people suffering with these gas prices. The damage has already been done. These gas prices may come down slightly, but I honestly don't see, my gut tells me, they're not coming down to $2.50, $3 ever again. The damage has been done, whether Ukraine, doesn't matter what the influence Ukraine has, because like Sharona, we have to trust somebody, and that's this administration, and there is no level of trust. And another simple thought is, when's the last time you ever seen inflation come down substantially? And then another simple little thought is, nothing ever sunsets.
Nothing in government ever sunsets. Victor, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. We're talking in terms of, do you trust this government, the Biden administration? First of all, do you trust their intelligence? And I'm not talking about smarts. I'm talking about military intelligence. You're going to see a lot of stuff where, Biden administration believes such and such, or intelligence experts say such and such. I'll be honest with you. I don't believe him for an instant. We'll get to more of your calls coming up, I promise. You want to join us? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you trust this government to shoot you straight when it comes to what's going on with Russia and Ukraine? I don't. I'm sorry. It's not that I don't trust them. It's that I just don't trust them. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on the other side, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall.